And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Pat McCrory is garnering praise these days for the recommendations to improve mental health services being considered by a task force he created, and he deserves it. The recommendations include more affordable housing for people with mental illness, more specialists in schools, and substance abuse for mentally ill people in jail. But one task force member says the panel was told any final recommendations couldn't require additional funding from the state. That's absurd. Increasing the supply of affordable housing will take more state support. So will expanding substance abuse treatment services to offenders in jails or adding behavioral specialists to schools. McCrory will get a lot more praise in headlines if he follows up the creation of his mental health task force by using the power of his office to make sure lawmakers adopt the recommendations, whether they cost money or not. And more importantly, thousands of people's lives will be improved. It's all up to the governor now. Let's hope he's up to it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.